Welcome to Spirit Sherpa Minis, where we go deep on very small subjects. If you're looking for a full episode, those come out on Sundays. This is Minis.
Welcome back. I'm Kelly Sparta, and today we are going to talk about how to heal from trauma or illness by talking to the trauma or the illness. Now, there are many different ways that you can do healing work on yourself. Today, we're just going to talk about this one because we dive deep on very small subjects, right? So we're simply going to have the conversation today about that. And so when you have I'm just going to talk about it from an illness perspective. The same thing works for trauma, okay? When we have an illness, if we have a dis-ease in our system, there's a reason for it. Energetically, there's something that is a foul, right? There's something going on. So for instance, if we really need a day off, we might get sick, right? Little gives us a reinforced break. If we really need to take some time off. So my assistant's going through this right now, and she broke her wrist and she didn't take time off. And then her computer died. And I said, okay, so I think that it's time for you to take a couple weeks off because you broke your wrist, your computer died. I'm kind of thinking your next step is going to be the hospital if you don't pay attention to what's going on. And she's like, yeah, I kind of think I need some time off. I'm like, okay. So this is the sort of thing that I want you to pay attention to, is sometimes the universe is going to give you hints of that nature, right? So something like hers is simply a matter of just saying, okay, I'm listening, and taking the message and doing what you need to do to fix it. Other times it's not going to be as obvious, right? And in those times, let's say you've got a backache that just won't go away, right? So you go in and you talk to the backache and you're like, okay, what's going on here? And it will talk to you. If you get still and you go into yourself and you get quiet and you go find that backache and you don't fight it, don't fight it, don't be angry at it. Don't be frustrated with it because it's not going to want to talk to you if you put it on the defensive. Okay. This is the same thing as talking to anybody else. You just go in, you go, okay, you're trying to tell me something. What are you trying to tell me? And let it tell you. It may tell you that you've got muscle stiffness in your butt from sitting for too long and you need to roll around on some tennis balls or get out more and walk more, stand more, whatever. It may say, I'm really stressed out. You know, you're really stressed out about this, that, or the other thing. And you need to address that issue. You need to look at it because I'm not going away until you do, right? It could say any number of things to you. You never know what's going to come out of these things. So go in and talk to it. Let it tell you what the problem is. Because inevitably, it's something that you're not paying attention to. It's something that either you haven't noticed yet or you're ignoring. At which point, you know, you got to pay attention because your body is taking on the issue, okay? And if it just says, I'm stressed, you know, then you've got to find ways to de-stress. You've got to find things that you can do that will take the stress out of your system, okay? Whatever it tells you, you need to listen, because if you don't, things amp up, like broken wrists and broken computers and God knows what else comes after that, right? So pay attention to the messages you're getting. Talk to the things that aren't letting go and see what they have to tell you. And that's your tip for today. And if you're finding that whatever it is that you're talking to is more stubborn than you think, or more stubborn than you wish it was, you know, take a look at the Inner Peace 101 program. I'll put a link for you in the notes below. And you know, it can be really helpful for letting go of a lot of the things that are traumatizing us, a lot of the things that are causing angst and upset in our systems. So take a look at the Inner Peace 101 program. It is the place where you go to find emotional safety. You know, it deals with fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgment, all of these things while building a foundation of self-support and courage, all of which are super helpful for doing any healing work that you're going to do. In fact, they're crucial for doing any healing work that you're going to do. You have to do them before you do anything else. Okay. Be well. I'll see you next time. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and rate. Thanks.
This has been Spirit Sherpa Minis. a production of Kelly Sparta Enterprises. Copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellysparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.